Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. For information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Saturday, February 19th, 2 p.m., Producers in North Carolina Theater, RMA. It's outrageous. It's off the wall. It's hilarious. It's The Producers. Mel Brooks' stage adaptation of his Oscar-winning movie classic is one of the biggest hits to ever land on Broadway, taking home a record-breaking 12 Tony Awards. This sublimely ridiculous spectacle follows two would-be producers as they attempt to make a fortune by producing a surefire bomb. You will find yourself holding your sides with laughter as Max Bailey-Stock and Leo Bloom sing and dance their way through the greatest showbiz scam that there ever was. All performances are in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Please note that The Producers contains irreverent humor, mature subject matter, and inappropriate language. Come and enjoy a night of hilarity. To purchase tickets, call the North Carolina Theater box office at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. If you have specific questions, you can contact the same number, 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Tuesday, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m., and Tuesday, March 1st, 7:30 p.m., Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches, Part 2, Perestroika, Playmakers, Chapel Hill. Two parts performed in rotating rep. Angels in America includes adult content, adult language, and nudity. Two plays combine in a single soaring masterpiece exploring America and the first wave of the tsunami that became the AIDS epidemic set against the backdrop of the Reagan era. Played out in New York, Utah, heaven, and nearly every place in between, with a parade of characters from Roy Cohen to Ethel Rosenberg, a Siddic rabbi to a Mormon mother, and a visitation by an angelic messenger, this is a theatrical feast by one of America's most visionary playwrights. The broadest, deepest, most searching American play of our time, says Newsweek. Not merely mind-bending, at times mind-exploding. A vast, miraculous play, says the New York Times. Box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Call 919-962-7529. This is at the Paul Green Theater, Playmakers Repertory Company, Center for Dramatic Art, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27599. College of Arts and Sciences, UNC, at Chapel Hill. Friday, February 25th, 8 p.m., Tuesdays with Maury. Justice Theater Project. Free tickets are available for patrons using AD. Call 919-264-7089. By Jeffrey Hatcher and Mitch Albom, directed by Andy Hayworth, featuring David Henderson and John Honeycutt. $15 for adults, $12 for students and seniors, $10 groups of 10 or more. Reservations required. Box office opens 1 hour before curtain time. This will be at Clare Hall, St. Francis of Assisi, 11401 Leesville Road in Raleigh. This heartfelt, true story explores culture, family, and the meaning of life. Experience the final lesson of Maury Schwartz, a lifelong teacher. Sunday, February 27th, 2 p.m., The Ugly Duckling, Carolina Ballet, with a new Weiss Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. The Ugly Duckling story narrated by Curtis Cragen for ages 4 and up. The Ugly Duckling, with music by Michael Mortis, is principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett's refreshingly humorous, poignant, says the Winston-Salem Journal, take on Hans Christian Andersen's timeless story of inclusion and acceptance. The program also includes a new ballet from artistic director Robert Weiss. Tickets are $20 to $65. You can order online or call the box office at 919-719-0900. Let's move now to the UNC Chapel Hill music schedule. February 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, UNC Jazz Combos with guest artist Conrad Herwig trombone, 4 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. February 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, guest artist Eddie Palmieri, Latin Jazz Band, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. Also on February 18th, Carolina Jazz Fest, Jazz After Hours Jam Session, West End Bar, 10:45 p.m., that's Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. February 19th, Carolina Jazz Fest, Jazz Workshop, 1 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. February 19th, Carolina Jazz Fest, UNC Jazz Band with guest Conrad Herwig trombone, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. And also on the 19th, Carolina Jazz Fest, Jazz After Hours Jam Session, West End Wine Bar, 10:45 p.m., Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. February 20th, at 3 p.m. in Hill Hall Auditorium, it's Music on the Hill, Emerging Artist Series, Maya Cabeza Violin, finalist in the Menuhin Competition and international orchestral soloist, appears in recital with pianist and Curtis colleague Andrew Tyson. $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-962-1039. February 20th, faculty recital, James Moser Organ, 5 p.m., Duke Chapel, Duke University. This is the Duke Chapel Organ Series. For information, call 919-684-3898. February 20th, Carolina Wind Quintet, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. February 25th, Carolina Jazz Fest, essentially Ellington Middle School and High School Jazz Festival and Workshops, 9 a.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall and Hill Hall 107. Please note that the location has changed from previous years. This year the events will be held in the Keenan Music Building and Hill Hall 107, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. February 25th, Carolina Jazz Fest, UNC Jazz Combos, with guest Marcus Printrup, trumpet, 4 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. February 26th, Carolina Jazz Fest, essentially Ellington High School Jazz Festival, 9 a.m., location to be announced. February 26th, Carolina Jazz Fest, UNC Jazz Band with guest Marcus Printup Trumpet, 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. And finally, February 27th, UNC Symphony Orchestra Scholarship Benefit Concert, winners of 2010 UNC Concerto Competition, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Let's move now to Duke performances. Jim White plus South Memphis String Band featuring Alvin Youngblood Hart, Jimbo Mathis, and Luther Dickinson. Friday, February 18th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. $34 and $26 are ticket prices. Duke students, $5. White's Art Country songs filter found objects, howling men, motorhomes, through the Pentecostal sermons he heard growing up in North Florida. a combination of philosopher and raconteur, country boy and intellectual, says the New York Times. He intersperses his shambling, otherworldly songs with rural yarns and improvised metaphysical riffs. He appears with the rattling South Memphis String Band, featuring Hart, Grammy-winning bluesman Mathis Squirrel Nut Zippers, and Dickinson, North Mississippi All-Stars, and Black Crows. Halfway between preservationists and cut-ups, the superstars channel a jug band tradition that's itself sacred and irreverent at once. St. Lawrence String Quartet and Andres Diaz Cello, Saturday, February 18th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $30, Duke students $5. This event is sold out, but a waiting list will be available at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 19th. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Now among the preeminent quartets of the world, the St. Lawrence has cultivated a global following for its visceral and passionate performances that are nevertheless rooted in a ferocious attention to the details of the score, says the Toronto Globe and Mail. At Duke, they will appear with cellist Andres Diaz, whose strongly personal interpretation vision, says the New York Times, alights here on Schubert's Quintet in C major, perhaps the greatest work ever written for this configuration. The program is Mendelssohn String Quartet No. 1 in E-flat major, Prokofiev String Quartet No. 2 in F major, Opus 92, and Schubert String Quintet in C major, D956, with Andreas Diaz Cello. The St. Lawrence are remarkable not simply for the quality of their music making, exalted as it is, but for the joy they take in the act of connection. That's according to Alex Ross of the New Yorker. Special event, St. Lawrence String Quartet Masterclass, Saturday, February 19th, Nelson Music Room, Duke's East Campus, 12 p.m. This is free and open to the public. For information about the waiting list, you can call the Duke Box Office at 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Abbey Theatre of Ireland, Terminus, a play written and directed by Mark O'Rourke, Friday, February 25th and Saturday, February 26th, both days at 8 p.m., Carolina Theatre of Durham. Tickets are $34 and $26, Duke students $5. Since 1904, Ireland's National Theatre has shouldered the burden of staging the people's art in the land of Beckett, Synge, and Yeats, the modernist poet-prophet who founded it. The Abbey's tradition of fearless writing lives on in this audacious new work by O'Rourke, says the New York Times, which recounts angels and demons, passions and atonement, in three interlocked monologues that wrestle vivid, half-rhymed poetry from sublime vulgarity. Gripping, grotesque, and deliriously good, says the Sunday Tribune of the UK. O'Rourke's sordid epic pushes through heaven, but wallows in unholier places. This is the Abbey Theatre's first ever appearance in North Carolina and the first time they've toured the U.S. in a decade, presented by Duke Performances at the Carolina Theatre of Durham. Warning, this is not for the faint of heart, contains strong language and violent descriptions. This program is recommended for ages 18 and over. Please note, tickets to Duke Performance Presentation of Abbey Theatre at the Carolina Theatre must be purchased through the Carolina Theatre website by calling 919-560-3030 or by visiting the Carolina Theatre box office at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Tickets for all Carolina Theatre events are sold through Ticketmaster, where service charges will be applied. Duke students may purchase $5 student tickets to see the Abbey Theatre at the Carolina Theatre from the Duke University box office or the Carolina Theater in person, online, or by phone. Tuesday, February 24th, acting intensive with the Abbey Theater. Bryan Rehearsal Studio, Bryan Center Run, 127, Duke's West Campus, 2:50 p.m. This is free and open to the public. On writing and directing Terminus with Mark O'Rourke, Nelson Music Room, Duke's East Campus, 6:30 p.m., free and open to the public. Mabu Minds Workshop Reading, The Glass Menagerie, adapted and directed by Lee Brewer. Sunday, February 27th, 3 p.m., Schaefer Lab Theater. Tickets are $10, Duke students $5. The most incendiary experimental theater company of the past half century, says the New York Times. Mabu Minds is an institution of the American avant-garde. For 40 years, they've staged brave new plays and taken startlingly original slants on classic texts, says the theater journal. Their perpetual revolution continues in a two-week residency at Duke, when the innovators prepare a new dream vision take on Tennessee Williams's The Glass Menagerie, under the direction of the wizard director Brewer, says the New York Times. Their creative process culminates in this dress-rehearsed, staged reading of Williams's heartbreaking masterpiece, done workshop style with scripts in hand. We play witnesses as the country's most celebrated ensemble peers and at an American classic through the looking glass. If you've been lucky enough to see the work of Lee Brewer over the years, you know that he's a wizard, director, and alchemist who blends ideas, genres, styles, texts, and technologies to make new kinds of theater, says the New York Times. Mabu Minds residency at Duke, Friday, February 19th, Lee Brewer in conversation on Tennessee Williams and the Glass Menagerie, Schaefer Theater, Duke's West Campus, 12 p.m. Lunch will be provided. Sunday, February 20th, Lee Brewer in conversation on American avant-garde theater with Professor Jody McAuliffe, Man Bites Theater, 703 Foster Street, Durham, 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 22nd, screening of Dollhouse, Schaefer Theater, Duke's West Campus, 7 p.m. And finally, Wednesday, February 23rd, open rehearsal, The Glass Menagerie, Lee Brewer and Mabu Minds, Schaefer Theater, Duke's West Campus, 5 p.m. All these events are free and open to the public. The Choral Society of Durham presents a winter concert with orchestra. Rodney Wincoop conducting, Sunday, February 27th, 4 p.m., Duke University Chapel, general seating. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for groups of 10 or more, and free for Duke students, non-Duke students, and youth 17 and under. In his Mass in E minor for eight-part chorus and winds, Anton Bruckner plays homage to the 16th century polyphonic tradition in his own modern harmonic language to produce his first acknowledged masterpiece. Paul Hindemith's Eperbeit Repentia Dies for chorus and brass is based on an 8th century poem describing the Day of Judgment. Unusually scored for chorus, low strings, winds, percussion, two pianos and harp, Igor Stravinsky's A Symphony of Psalms is a masterpiece of the composer's neoclassical period, influenced by Russian Orthodox chant and ranging in mood from solemn to serene. So the program is Bruckner, Mass No. 2 in E minor, Hindemith, Eperbeit Repentia Dies, and Stravinsky, Symphony of Psalms. Brad Meldow and Anne Sophie Von Otter, Sunday, February 27th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $42 and $36, $5 for Duke students. America's most inventive, dazzling pianist, says the New York Daily News. Meldow's made a career of showing how apparently disparate genres connect. Jazz, classical, and most recently, a textured, feedback-washed variety of indie pop. Von Otter is a mezzo-soprano of global renown and electrifying power, says the Guardian of the UK. Collaborator with Elvis Costello and tireless enemy of musical boundaries. In this breathtaking new partnership, says the Financial Times, the two genre-bending artists treat a synthetic classical and pop program that finds the common ground between Lennon, McCartney, and Brahms, concluding with Meldow's own hybrid masterpiece, Love Songs. Pit seating will be available. Check the box office for availability. Selections to be announced from the stage by Michelle Legrand, Joni Mitchell, Lennon McCartney, and others. Meldew can turn a standard with consummate musicianship and real swing. He can mine the depths of a blues chord sequence. He can summon a rock anthem ecstasy. And lurking in the background is a fascination with classical music, revealed in the way inner parts surge and pluck at the main melody. That's from the Telegraph of the UK. Von Otter is some of the most dramatic singing imaginable. Each vowel, ornament, and phrase has been shaped into a narrative dart meant to pierce the listener's soul. That's according to the Toronto Star. Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives. Thursday, March 3rd, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $38 and $32. $5 for Duke students. Born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Stewart came to Nashville when he was just 14 to join Lester Flatt's band. 4 decades later, he's a legend, knowing master of every convention in the business and inspired guardian of all that country music is, was, and might be. From rhinestone-studded croons and pickup truck reveries to stripped-down bluegrass and gospel confessionals, his genre-bending live act spins all of country's music diversely into a single spectacle, dazzling as his own outfits. His crackerjack superlatives, always in matching nudie suits, burn down the barn in support. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Marc-Andre Hamlin, Friday, March 4th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets $34. Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Hamlin is a titanically gifted, boundary-testing performer whose breathtaking live appearances have made him one of the most adventurous and certainly the most courageous pianists of recent times, says the International Piano Quarterly. Says Alex Ross of the New Yorker, right now, there was no one like him. Having earned nearly every accolade in international music, the Montreal native brings his formidable technique, according to the Boston Globe, to a bold program that pairs Liszt and Haydn with Charles Valentin Aiken, the forgotten French genius whose fiercely difficult compositions, melodic and intense, Hamlin has done so much to rediscover. The program is Haydn's Variation in F Minor, Mozart Sonata in A Minor, Liszt Venezia e Napoli, Fauré Nocturne No. 6, Opus 63, and Elkin Symphonia for Solo Piano. Tickets for all these events are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now let's turn to some Duke events. Rare Music, Voice and Flute, Friday, February 18th, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker-presenter Karen Cook, and admission is free. Karen Cook is the director of the Collegium Musicum, Duke's ensemble for medieval, Renaissance, and early Baroque music. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Triangle Wind Ensemble, Pastime with Good Company, Sunday, February 20th, 2 to 3 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is $10, general admission $5 for students and Duke UNC faculty. The Triangle Wind Ensemble with guest conductor Evan Feldman presents a concert including Spin Cycle by Duke composition professor Scott Lindroth. Contact information again is Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Laugh in Peace Tour, Monday, February 21st, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Bryant Center, Von Cannon Rooms. Speaker presenter Azar Usman and Rabbi Bob Elper. Admission is free. Join us for an evening of interfaith stand-up comedy. This event is co-sponsored by Jewish Life at Duke, Muslim Students Association, Duke Arab Student Organization Finance Committee, Duke Friends of Israel, Duke Hillel Jewish Life at Duke. More music by Bill Robinson, Tuesday, February 22nd, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Chiampi Quartet violinist Eric Pritchard and friends, including Joseph Robinson, former principal oboist of the New York Philharmonic, performed chamber works by Triangle composer Bill Robinson. Performer list: Eric Pritchard, violin; Mary Kay Robinson, violin; Yoram Youngerman, viola; Elizabeth Marshall and Stephanie Vile, cellos; Joseph Robinson, oboe; John Noel, Vincent Van Gelder, and Thomas Warburton, piano. For information, call Elizabeth Thompson, 919-660-3333. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, February 21st, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., Mary Lou Williams Center, 416 Chapel Drive in Durham. Admission is free. Fill your Wednesday evening with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students with special guest artists, all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies Program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshments will be provided with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by Plate and Pitchfork. Duke Wind Symphony, Two Shades of Blue, Thursday, February 24th, 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke University Wind Symphony, directed by Verena Mosen-Bickler-Bryant, and the UNC Chapel Hill Wind Ensemble, directed by Evan Feldman, pair up to present a concert of works by Tchelli, Pitts, Newman, Holst, Bryant, Bonnie, Granger, and others. Spanish Song Recital, Saturday, February 26th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Undergraduate voice students perform works by Rosales, Pla, Valador, Granados, Defala, Obradors, and Sa. Goethe in Song, a performance with commentary of lighter art songs based on poems by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Monday, February 28th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. Speaker, presenter, Sandra Cotton, mezzo-soprano. Ingeborg Walther, piano. Nicholas Rene, guest speaker. Admission is free. It would be difficult to overstate the importance of the works of J.W. von Goethe to the development of the German art song. This program, presented by mezzo-soprano Sandra Cotton and pianist Ingeborg Walther, both of Duke University, will explore intersections of Goethe's work with the musical culture of the 19th century, offering settings by eight composers, ranging from Mozart to Wolff, and often directly juxtaposing their highly individual responses to Goethe's language. The distinguished Germanist Nicholas Rehn of Rutgers University will elucidate the poetry and establish a literary context for the engagement of these musicians with Goethe's enduring legacy. For information for these last three events, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Let's turn now to the North Carolina Symphony, Passion and Fire, the 2010-2011 Wilmington Series, Friday, February 18th, 8 p.m., Keenan Auditorium, UNC Wilmington. Tickets are $25 to $45 for adults, $10 for students. There's a pre-concert talk in Keenan Auditorium from 6:50 to 7:20 before the concert, led by Dr. Barry Selwyn, associate professor with the UNC Wilmington Department of Music. For tickets and information, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, the statewide classical, Saturday, February 19th, 7:30 p.m., Keppel Auditorium, Catawba College, Salisbury. Both the Wilmington Series and the statewide classical feature Bonnie Thrawn cello, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture, Haydn's La Passion, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, not to mention Bonnie Thrawn's virtuoso performance of Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations. No shortage of fireworks here. Tickets for the Salisbury performance can be purchased by calling the Symphony Orchestra at 704-637-4314. And then the Orchestra Showcase, Copland and Rachmaninoff, Southern Pines, and Duke Classical Medical Medicine Classical Series, Thursday, February 24th in Southern Pines, 25th and 26th at Duke. Carlos Miguel Preno, guest conductor. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.